Get Tony on here, and I'll ask a couple questions, then I'll let you do it
while
I figure out what the heck I'm going to get here to eat. So maybe Tony's probably already gotten something to eat here tonight. But Coach Brown, great to see you.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Good to be seen.
So tell us about the Elyria Lady Pioneers this year.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've approached this season in a whole different way this year because we've Elyria City Schools is partnered with T3 over in Avon, and so we've been in the lab in terms of getting our body, you know, in tune for the season, and we've been lifting weights quite a bit and running, and so we've actually a little ahead of the game physicality wise. So the approach is always going to be the same, you know, a lot of hard work and tenacity towards, you know, the little things, but We've been grinding in the weight room, so that's a new added plus. To have someone else run it, I mean, we've always worked out, but to have somebody professional, that this is their background, this is, you know, their pedigree of what they do, and this has been great.
Tony, obviously, it's been tough. I mean, you can't get around
it. For sure,
You can't get around that, and you've been trying and trying, and you said you took a different approach this year, and is that the reason?
Well, you know, our athletic director, who's always trying to find, you know, new ways to improve our whole athletic program, approached several head coaches and said, hey, would you guys be interested in coming out and meeting with some folks and trying to see how they do things out there? And we all said okay and ran out there and learned some things and found out how, you know, T3 has, you know, been intertwined with several high schools and some college stuff to show us how that, you know, what they do could, you know, benefit our program and our kids and our school. And so that's just one way. I don't want to say that's the sole way, but that's the one way that we've been able to attack it differently.
Tony, talk about some of the young ladies that you're counting on this year.
Well, we got some returners. Jada Gonzalez is going to be, you know, a pivotal piece. She's been around the program for the last 3 years. Elizabeth Alicio, whose sister's at Mount Union, played for us as well. Hannah Miller, the junior, coming out is going to be, you know, a nice addition to what we do. As well as we got some underclassmen and Chloe Troutman and Tiasia Easley and Haley Hendricks and, you know, Regine Swanson and a couple other girls that are going to be all play like a significant role in terms of what we're doing. And it's going to take all of them to band together and kind of change the culture because the culture needs a shift a little bit. And so all of them will play like their role, hopefully, and do well.
The culture change that you're talking about, does that come from you? Does that go from the girls? Is that a combination?
I'm a worker bee and I'm a learner bee. So, you know, always trying to enhance and improve on what I deliver and give them more of an opportunity to improve. So when you're talking culturally, you know, clearly, you know, it starts with me, the head coach, and grinding and working and being, you know, diligent in terms of my approach to what I know I can get out of them. So it's all encompassing. You know, we got Katie Kelly coming in and coaching with us and Coach Harris. And so we sit and meet and try to figure out little nuances that need to be ironed out and kinks and things of that nature. So the culture, it just definitely stems from our practice approach.
Coach, you know, I saw you guys' playoff game last year against North Ridgeville, and maybe it's just me, correct me if I'm wrong, but the fire that you guys showed in that game, and you were right next to me on the broadcast table, so I got every ounce of your fire over there. That was awesome to see. But I don't know, to me, there was something in that playoff game. You guys gave North Ridgeville heck for those first three and a half quarters. Hannah Miller had a really good game. I feel like there was maybe something to build off of. And for coaches, every year is its own year.
Absolutely.
I know that. But, you know, are there still some things you could maybe take from that and say, hey, we played a very good North Ridgeville in the postseason last year. We're a good team. We can compete.
For sure. Especially with North Ridgeville advancing how they did in a tournament last year. Coach Esser is a great coach. She's phenomenal about getting her folks rallied up. In terms of taking what we got, I mean, it's going to be always tough to replace seniors. It's tough to replace Taylor Mell and Emma Miller and Cora Sanders and Dana Ewing and all those folks, and just especially Emma and Taylor Mell with their outstanding shooting ability. And so you always want to, you know, kind of roll with the momentum, if you will. And like you said, the energy thing is something I was born with, coming from Oberlin, playing from Coach Walsh, and, you know, always being an energetic person, you know, on the court, you know, hopefully leading and things of that nature. So we took a little bit of that momentum in the spring play. Good. And as well as going, and we went to Bowling Green and Mount Union this summer, and kind of put our stamp in terms of how our gumption is going to be looked at. So that was a big plus. So hopefully all of that energy, man, comes out on Saturday.
Coach, talk about the beginning of the season for your team. You're starting out. You got Clearview, Amherst Bay, Midview Minis. You've got some big games here right at the get-go, and it looks like you're playing several times kind of early in the season. You like having a busy start to the season, or would you rather have a little maybe more practice time in between?
You know, I played for Coach Walsh, like I mentioned, and so it's always been the practices are way harder, and then the game is all fun. So, you know, my approach to it is definitely respect the opponent, definitely know who you're playing. And so for me, it's almost like an NBA schedule, you know, play, day off, play, day off, play. And I really look at it this way, like, You got to be prepared for the opportunity, and we're getting the opportunity. So we're ready to play. We're ready to get in there and get it done. I'm not really a big fan of playing that many games in a row or back-to-back games because the girls just don't play enough basketball. So, you know, it just doesn't give you a ton of opportunity to fix some things that need to be fixed. But we just prepare and you just roll with the punches.
Are there some clear-cut things that your team needs to work on early on in this season?
You know, it's so funny you mentioned that. We went down Ohio State last week and watched the girls practice, and Coach McGuff and those guys are phenomenal about letting us come down. And so we went and watched them practice, and it's so funny because they've seen all the things that we do in that practice. And so for us, you know, the things that we need to work on are 100% basketball-related, you know. Good. Communication, knowing where you're supposed to be, why you're supposed to be there, what are you doing there, what do you do after the next move. So the main thing for us is, man, you know, our mental approach. We got a lot of great things going on behind the scenes with the kids. So, you know, it's all about, you know, dedication to the most minute aspects of the game. And we're working on right now, especially we're replacing six seniors that graduated last year. We are really, truly working on just team building stuff and getting to know one another better.
Being in the SWC now, does that change your outlook on this season? How do you view that?
You know what, that's a truly an amazing question, especially coming from the GCC. You know,
that's tough over there.
When you're playing Haley Weaver, who's a 6'1 point guard, she's going to Northwestern, and you're playing, you know, the Bass girl, and she's going to Kent and Akron, and, you know, you're playing the girls that are now at Youngstown State, and, you know, you're playing girls that aren't thinking about playing college basketball but are having really national letters of intent signed.
Right.
So coming over to the SWC, It's still going to be competitive. You're playing kids that want to play basketball. You're playing coaches that love coaching basketball. So it's just one of those things where we're embracing it. We can't wait to get underway with the SWC and kind of like put our stamp out here. We've lived in the GCC for the last 5-6 years, which has been really, really, really tough. When you see girls going to Florida State, McDonald's All-Americans, and things of the nature. So we really welcome the challenge of coming to the SWC.
Absolutely.
Well, Tony, we really appreciate your time. We've got a lot of coaches still to get to.
Absolutely.
We're up against it time-wise.
For
but,
sure.
You know, best of luck to you. We've got you as you guys host the Lorain Titans. You saw Mark Feldman here, mm-hmm. and that's always a great game between Christmas and New Year's, and I know you look forward to that one. We'll look forward to seeing you there between Christmas
Thank
and New
Year's. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. That's Tony Brown, the 6th-year head coach of the Elyria Lady Pioneers.